Cantate Domino Canticum Novum. The intro of today's Mass. Sing to the Lord a new song. The new song that is sung is not just it's not a hymn that we pick up and, you know, kind of a learning a new hymn this weekend, but rather the new song that we are called to sing to the Lord is the holiness of our life. The new song that we have been converted, that something new is at work within us, that there is something different about us than the rest of the world. And that something different, of course, is the grace of Christ, the life of Christ given to the soul. It is a new song to us, not a new song to him. It is the same song that is sung for him, but we simply get to take part in it anew, something alive in us, as if for the first time. And what a grace to come and to allow that song to be sung in us, to allow the grace of the Lord to sink into our souls, to transform us, to enliven us, indeed to make us something new that bears fruit not of sin and wickedness, but the fruit of righteousness, of holiness, casting aside all of our malice to be filled with holy charity. This is what Christ desires of us as we have received holy baptism, to sing this new song of holiness of life. And that new song contains a beautiful verse, and it is the verse of life, the verse of the word, "This is my body, this is my blood." It's these words that provide life for us, life for our souls. Our Lord told us in St. John's Gospel that unless we eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, we do not have life within us. But if we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, and as St. Paul reminds us that we must do so with a discerning mind, when we do these things, life is given to us. Life given to the soul, without which we cannot have eternal life. We are simply dead. It's this also that St. James encourages us to receive today, as St. James is reminding us of the great gifts of God that pours down from heaven. The bread that came from down, the manna that came down to the people of Israel, is now transformed to an even higher bread, the bread that is the flesh of the Son of Man, the body of Christ. It's that which comes down to us here and now. It's that which is able to save our souls. Of old, the people of Israel had to be saved by the Lord as they wandered through the 40 years in the desert, strengthened in their flesh by this bread that came from the heavens, the bread of the angels. This miraculous bread that was given to them to strengthen them in their earthly journey to get to the promised land. But now we eat not of a food that seeks to fill our belly, but one that fills our soul. A food that is for the nourishment, not to reach an earthly promised land, not for us simply to be able to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, but rather to make it to the heavenly Jerusalem, to make it to heaven, to have union with God for all eternity, and where our souls can rest. The Eucharist is the strength of the soul to get us to heaven, and without it, we do not have a chance of making it. This is why St. James encourages us to be able to set aside all uncleanness and malice, get rid of all of these things, have oneself in a nice clean garment, to be nice and pure, and thus able to receive the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And that is what our first communicants have done this week. They have fulfilled these words. They have come and they have allowed their souls to be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. They are pure. Their souls holy. Casting aside all malice, repenting of any sin that has been committed, and coming here to receive the engrafted word which is able to save their souls. Love that imagery, the engrafted word. Our blessed Lord, of course, loved that agrarian imagery because it was something that was so close to the heart of the people, something they knew and understood because everybody had food and they didn't have grocery stores like we have at a market, but certainly many providing their own food or assisting others in the same. They knew intimately the things of the earth. The engrafted word, a word which is set into, a branch that is not ours, but is placed onto us, placed within to us. It becomes part of us by means of the grafting process. Things that were separate before become the same. And what were two now become one. And where the life of one courses, the other receives. The engrafted word is Christ himself, the word spoken once by the Father and yet eternal. The word spoken is Jesus Christ. And that word is engrafted in us every time we receive Holy Communion. The word comes and unites himself to us. He makes us part of himself. He makes us live in him, and his life lives in us. It's an absolutely incredible thing. And this is what these young people come to receive. Mindful of these many graces, it's for us to seek to do the same as they. They will receive today with great love and joy in their hearts. They've been preparing for this day. They've been waiting and longing for it. It's one of the great joys of my soul every week is going down the communion rail, the many little children seeking to receive Holy Communion by seeking just simply opening their mouth because that's what everyone else does. And they get to receive our Lord. So week after week, they persevere, opening their mouth, hoping that that day might be the day where they get to receive too. And today, these young people no longer have to wait for the day. You get to receive our Lord, to receive his flesh and blood that comes to you, to be life for you, so that you can sing a new song and the best of songs, because it is the song of Jesus Christ that you sing with your lives. It's for us to look to them and seek to do the same together with them, for us also to sing the new song with our lives, to sing that beautiful word that is Jesus Christ, to speak it not always necessarily with our words, but certainly by the charity that pours forth from us in our deeds. To live the life of Christ at every single moment, strengthened not by our own strength, not by our own force of will, but by the grace of God given to us. That grace that is given to be able to save our souls because we simply remain in him. We stay in him. We abide in him. We find rest in him. So to offer this Holy Mass is to give thanks to God for the graces that are poured out today, especially the graces given to these young people who will receive our Lord for the first time in Holy Communion. And let us also pray that we too might receive with great love and fervor today, that we might be able to receive with the love within our hearts for our blessed Lord as if it was our first communion too, to allow that love always to be present there, never to get used to and allow the reception of Holy Communion to become mundane, normative, but rather to recognize this marvelous gift which allows us to sing to the heavens and to transform the world as we sing the new song that saves not only our soul, but also the souls of many with whom we join.